Trust yourself. To experience a powerful and positive spiritual journey, you have to trust yourself. You are the one who decides what you believe. You are the one who chooses what to do with your time and circumstances here on earth. Will your focus be on material pursuits, spiritual aspirations, or both together? You are the king of the kingdom that is your own amazing life. It is your thoughts and actions that mold your journey. Choose your thoughts and actions wisely and come to trust yourself so much that you are well guided in every moment and every circumstance. Even if you have a very good spiritual teacher who explains certain theories very nicely and whose presence brings uplifting inspiration to your spirit, still you have to trust yourself to understand the information correctly, to receive the blessings in a powerful and positive way, and to nurture and properly use what you've received. It is your calling to combine the best of what you've understood and experienced and to bring that together in your own individual view of the world. Don't just jump into someone else's belief system. Rather, discover, craft, and enhance your own. When you read books, it is you who must discern what you do or don't believe, or what you want to focus on now versus later. For example, as you listen to this book, please drink in whatever speaks to you. Shelve what doesn't for possible revisiting in the future. Come up with converse examples to my assertions, and expand what I share through your own experiences, opinions, and wisdom. I'm just giving you some good materials. You have to use them to build your own spiritual house. Trusting yourself is a big responsibility, but a necessary one. You are the conductor of the orchestra of your thoughts. Bring in whatever melodies resonate with you and combine them with your own inner music to create a beautiful symphony that is your journey of life. Be trustworthy. Trusting yourself doesn't mean to trust your ignorance, but to strive heart and soul to be trustworthy. All the spiritual practices and virtues come together to make you trustworthy to yourself, to others, to God, and to this world. Find more on spiritual practices in Part 2 and more on spiritual virtues in Chapter 10. Being trustworthy means that you've pushed aside lower emotions such as greed, hatred, and jealousy so that your thoughts and actions are coming from higher emotions such as love, generosity, and joy. It's not enough to lazily say that you trust yourself when you may only be trusting your most surface opinions, many of which have been planted in you by the very commercialized society we are living in today. You have to go deeper through meditation, prayer, contemplation, and spiritual study to find and express the part of yourself that is wise, divine, and trustworthy. This trustworthy part of yourself is also your intuition, which knows a lot more about the world manifesting around you than you consciously do. For example, your intuition knows if you're dealing with someone who is being dishonest with you. If you're in tune with your intuition, then you may be gently guided to avoid a situation that might otherwise cause a messy confrontation with the person who is being dishonest. Unless a messy confrontation is something both of your souls need to experience. Your trustworthy guidance takes you through the most beneficial roads of life and protects you from pitfalls along the way. Trusting God. Here, I use the word God to represent whatever you conceive the universal, conscious, divine presence to be. Chapter 2 discusses the word God and various representations of divinity. By trusting God, you are trusting the beneficence of the universe. You are trusting the divine presence that presides over everything. When you trust God, you stop worrying so much about the twists and turns of life. Even if you do feel upset or concerned about some turns of events, you can still access a place inside yourself that trusts that whatever is happening has a higher purpose. Even awful experiences can have a higher purpose if they guide you to expand your awareness into greater realms of spiritual freedom. Trusting God is an essential part of trusting yourself. Ultimately, the most trustworthy part of yourself is also a seed of God that came with your birth into this world. Trusting yourself and trusting God are ultimately two faces of the same coin. In each moment, trusting God allows you to move happily and spontaneously through life. You courageously try things that you don't necessarily know how to do. You sign up for that class, write that book, offer to help, give that speech, or make that commitment.